You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hello, from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. This was Game 7, the Big East Big 12 battle. West Virginia played St. John's, and West Virginia lost the battle. It's kind of a theme, right? The offseason was a battle. Recruited a battle. That battle is in a polo. Can't play. Big East, Big 12 battle. It was a battle tonight for West Virginia. It's going to be a battle all season for West Virginia. And none of that is negative. It's just going to be a battle. And the battle for rebounds tonight went St. John's way. They came in this elite at offensive rebounding. West Virginia did okay in the first half. Did not fare as well in the second half. St. John's ended up with 18 offensive rebounds. Not good. And they got, honestly, St. John's pulled out the Bob Huggins playbook and put that on West Virginia. We're going to foul you a ton. There's going to be no fluidity to this game. We're going to do full court pressure. And we're going to big boy you. We're going to try to bully you. And that's Soriano. He bullied Edwards, which I think is going to be a rare sight this season, but it is possible. The dude lost a tooth during one of the plays, hitting his head off of a teammate's head, stayed in the game, like went to the sideline, hey, hold my tooth, went back and shot free throws. That happened. This Ledlam guy, nobody could handle him. Just dudes. I mean, Ledlam there late in the second half, he's like, you know what? I guess I'm going to dribble. If I don't dribble, they'll probably call that. But you know what? I'm just going to get to the basket and score, and I'll drop my shoulder and just run over guys, and there's nothing they could do about it. And he was absolutely right. West Virginia had nothing for that. And so it's a rough look. The positives, West Virginia broke 70. They shot 40 free throws tonight. Did not make all of them, but shot 40 free throws. So that definitely helped keep West Virginia in the game just by scoring points. And also, that pace, we cannot say West Virginia's tank was empty. They were definitely tired, but their tank was not empty. So we can't say just mark that one off because how are they going to do it? Because of fatigue. Couldn't say that because tons of breaks, tons of chances to get to catch your breath, and that's especially in that second half. And another positive, Kobe Johnson. Rick Pitino, Hall of Fame coach, told his guys, hey, when Kobe Johnson gets the ball and wants to post up, send a double team. If I, on this podcast 2 years ago, said, see Kobe Johnson, he's going to demand double teams against Hall of Fame, against the Hall of Fame coach. I just imagine how you'd react to that. And that absolutely happened tonight. Now, could Kobe Johnson make them pay? He could not. He struggled with the double team. He was not expecting that. I don't blame him. But just the fact that you needed, that Kobe Johnson is getting double teams, that's all you need to know to see the growth and how much Kobe Johnson, he's getting plenty of opportunity to improve. He is in, with this roster, it's hard to get him off the court. That's where we're at with Kobe Johnson. And he's going to get some breathers when Kerr comes back, but this has been good experience for Kobe Johnson. That's the other good news. Another game is played, which means Kerr Kriisa has set 7 of his 9 suspended games. So one more down, 2 more to go, and we're one game closer to getting Kerr Kriisa back. And that's the only person of the guys in polos watching where, barring something that Kerr has done while he's been suspended that would cause another suspension, West Virginia is going to add to this roster. So that's, he has missed. He's coming back. The only definitive polo guy coming back. And I shouldn't say definitive because, you know, we didn't see the first suspension coming. So who knows? That's not aimed at Kerr. It's just aimed at what West Virginia has dealt with this season. So West Virginia broke 70, but they shot under 40% as a team. Seth Wilson 0 for 11 tonight. It just kind of stands out. He scored, so he didn't go 0 for. He made a couple free throws, but 0 for 11, when you only play 7 guys, it stands out. And he was in the starting lineup tonight, got a chance to start. But just as a comparison, totally different team with a totally different coach, but last year's Mountaineer team shot as a team under 40% 7 times. This team with this roster against this competition, they played 7 games. 5 of those, they shot under 40%. The only times they've broken 40, they shot well against Jacksonville State, and they broke 40 against Bellarmine. The other 5 games, under 40% shooting. When Kerr comes back, I think that'll improve, but I still think they're going to have 30% shooting games in them. Don't you agree?
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So 7 games in Ken Pomeroy's computer, West Virginia is 112th in the country out of 350-some Division I teams. So not great, but they are not the worst Power 6 conference team in Ken Pomeroy's computer. There is a small list currently below West Virginia, and I'll read that list just for my benefit. If you want to skip this part, go ahead. This is 7 games into the season. And again, rooting for this team, not annoyed at anybody's game, understand their situation. This is an easy team to root for. With all that they have in front of them, they are not giving up. We've got it. This is a game where we keep track of wins and losses, and Ken Pomeroy's computer does more than that. So let me give you the list of Power 6 schools currently below West Virginia. Minnesota out of the Big Ten. Georgia Tech out of the ACC. They have a new coach. Louisville, not a new coach. Surprisingly, that coach, just he's laying down some amazing quotes this season. And last season, as the coach of Louisville, they went 4-28. 4 wins, 28 losses. I'll continue. Oregon State out of the Pac-12. Notre Dame. Oregon State, Wayne Tinkle is the coach. He coached Oregon State to an Elite Eight just a few years ago. But when you have a second, go to College Basketball Reference and see Wayne Tinkle's resume. And he's got the Elite Eight, and nobody can take that Elite Eight away from him. And he's been at Oregon State a while now, and he's got some winning seasons. But when Wayne Tinkle does bad, I would argue nobody does bad worse than Wayne Tinkle. When Wayne Tinkle is bad, yeah, how I don't know if you can be worse than when Wayne Tinkle wants to be bad. I'm not putting that on this year's team, but they are currently below West Virginia. Notre Dame is on that list. They have a new coach. California, they're below West Virginia. They have a new coach. Georgetown, below West Virginia. They have a new coach. The next one, not a new coach, but a school West Virginia has familiarity with, Vanderbilt, who secretly played West Virginia and beat West Virginia in overtime. And West Virginia is 112 in Ken Pomeroy's computer, and Vanderbilt currently is 196. Is that concerning? Yes, because yes, it's a scrimmage, and yes, it's secret, and I don't know what the substitution patterns are, and Josh Eiler is on the record saying that Vanderbilt played guys that fouled out in a normal game, but they kept playing. So all that's true, but I'm just making a mental note to absolutely read into the secret scrimmage results if they leak out, which they do. Because regardless of if everybody had 10 fouls, that is a sign. And Kerr Creasa was available and played that game, and so was Akuka-Cook. And then last on the list, you know them, you love them. They're always there for you, it feels like. The DePaul Blue Demons. West Virginia leaves the Big 12. Their last Big East season was 2010-2011. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. So in 2012, West Virginia leaves. And since West Virginia has left, DePaul has went to the NCAA tournament zero times. They've had one winning season since West Virginia left. And you could argue, like, I don't need to argue anything. Just know that if you've had the worst offseason that you can remember and you've actually had a pretty rough season and things aren't going your way and you just want to look around and see, is anybody in misery like we are? DePaul is there for you. What's crazier is that they've had only three coaches since West Virginia left for the Big 12. DePaul's only churned through three coaches. And those three coaches over the last 12 seasons, not good. So thank you. Thank you, DePaul, for making me feel better about West Virginia's situation. That's where I'm at. And not, I just need that in a season where it's for sure going to be a battle. For sure. It's going to be rough, even when Kerr comes back. Hey, West Virginia, you're not DePaul. Now, Josh Eiler can't sleep on that. And I would say this is the most aggravated I've seen Josh Eiler. Like a late timeout, he never made it to the huddle. He only needed to converse with the referee. So it was that kind of night for Josh Eiler. And he seemed frustrated in the post-game press conference with how the game was called. But Josh Eiler he can't tell Ren Baker at the end of the season, well, got dealt a bad hand, but better than DePaul. Ren will say, I would assume that without having watched any games. I always assume, wherever I've been an athletic director, that we are in a better situation than DePaul basketball. So you don't get to hang your hat on that. I'm hanging my hat on that tonight in a game where West Virginia was competitive, didn't run out of gas, but fatigue did show up in missing free throws, and they got bullied tonight.
Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Check out the Discord. Been talking about the Discord. Send your questions for the podcast there. Converse with other WVU fans during basketball games. During West Virginia's going to play a bowl game. So you can talk with people during the game, the bowl game. We'll find out that soon. Joel and Jordan on West by Pod, a WVU football podcast. They're going to be talking about the Baylor win. They're going to be talking about WVU's bowl prospects, other stuff as well. Check them out. Go to smokingmusket.com. Follow Smoking Musket on social media. Smoking Musket. Do it.
You sit down on the couch, 7 o'clock, ready to flip on the game. You may even have been a few minutes early, and you see a high school basketball game on ESPN2. Cooper Flagg is playing basketball, and he's going to be really good at basketball. He's not in college yet. West Virginia St. John's does not start on the channel that the high school basketball game is on. It gets pushed to ESPN News. Okay, I get it. Just a couple of minutes here. No biggie. Feels like a biggie. You know, high school game. Maybe move the high school game to ESPN News. You get to the under 4 timeout for West Virginia St. John's, the last media timeout. And before they go to timeout, they say, hey, we're moving this game to ESPN News on account of the Kansas-Connecticut game. So West Virginia peeks out from ESPN Plus, shows their face in a place they're not going to be very often this season, ESPN2. And the game doesn't start on ESPN2, and it doesn't end on ESPN2. If you're a DePaul fan, you're probably very familiar with that. But let me follow that up. Has DePaul been on ESPN2 since West Virginia went to the Big 12? I don't have the answer to that. Not great. That is in line with this season so far. And so the next game is a rivalry game. And we're back on ESPN2, 9 p.m., Coliseum. Our buddies up north, the Pittsburgh Panthers, are coming to Morgantown. And Ken Pomeroy's computer and Las Vegas is going to have West Virginia, for the second season in a row, be a underdog for this game. Now, last year, this was the second game of the season, and West Virginia won by 25. And both teams end up making the NCAA tournament. West Virginia most likely not making the NCAA tournament this season, going against a Pittsburgh team who has taken care of business against really good teams, or really bad teams, excuse me. And when they've stepped up in competition, they have lost. So, West Virginia has a bit of a streak going against the Panthers. Even, 2021, 2022, West Virginia finished with a losing record. West Virginia beat Pittsburgh. You go back to the 2018-19 season, West Virginia had guys kicked off the team, and that was a losing record. West Virginia beat Pittsburgh that year. 2018, loss. 2017, West Virginia did not play Pittsburgh. So this rivalry picked back up in 2018, and it's been 6 wins for West Virginia and 0 wins for Pittsburgh. And it's setting up, based on the situation, that this is going to be, and no one would argue this, Pittsburgh's best chance to break the slide. But here's my question to anyone listening to this. It's their best chance, but can they do it? Can they come to the Coliseum and leave with a victory? We'll find out. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms, or just pick one: Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube. Till next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2023-2024 season. They have 3 wins and they have 4 losses.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.